Now, the literary structure of the book of Proverbs, and I'll repeat this, that we gave back in the book of Psalms, and I think that we should give you this. The literary form of these Proverbs, it's in the form of couplets, and the two clauses of the couplet are generally related to each other, and it's termed parallelism, and that is Hebrew poetry. And there are three kinds of parallelism that you'll find in the book of Proverbs. What is known as synonymous parallelism. And the second clause restates what is given in the first clause in a little different way. Now here's an example. Proverbs 19:29. Judgments are prepared for scorners and stripes for the back of fools. Now there's antithetic or contrast parallelism. And here a truth which is stated in the first clause is made stronger in the second clause by contrast with an opposite truth. Now listen to this. This is an example. Proverbs 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. You see, by contrast. And then there's synthetic parallelism. The second clause develops the thought of the first. Here you have it. The terror of a king is as the roaring of a lion. He that provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own life. And that's Proverbs 20, verse 2. It's a very remarkable book, you see. And we're going to see wisdom and folly contrasted in the first 9 chapters. Then the Proverbs of Solomon, written and set in order by himself, 10 through 24. Proverbs of Solomon, set in order by men of Hezekiah, 25 to 29, then Oracle of Agur, an unknown sage, chapter 30, and the Proverbs of a mother to Lemuel, and I believe that's Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. That's the last chapter, chapter 31.